Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Carlos, the game tends to find you in big moments, and it found Pete tonight. After everything he'd gone through in the series and the game, drop, pop up, and what you'd been looking for, with you guys having a power outage yourself as a team, how big was that moment for him, and how big was that for you watching the reaction from his guys in that moment?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to start by congratulating the Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. An unbelievable year for them and really hard-fought series, you know. It was a back and forth the whole time, especially yesterday, today. And I just want to say congrats to them. In terms of Pete Alonso, unbelievable. It's one of those where it's been hard for him, you know, the whole year. And people talk about, you know, wanting more from Pete. And you look at his number, it's pretty good year, you know. Obviously, the standards and the expectations from here are, from him are like, he should hit 45, 50 homers every year. It's not easy, you know. He's still going to hit 30-some. He's still going to almost at 800 OPS. And it was loud. It was noisy, you know, only zero extra base hits since I don't know when. And as you watch that game unfold, and we're going to the ninth inning facing one of the best closers in the game, and I'm looking to my right and I see Pete Alonso, I'm like, this could be it right here. You know, I said it yesterday, he's one swing away from making history. We need a couple of guys on, and there you go. Lindor gets on, and I was like, we just need one more guy to get on. Vientos strikes out, and then Nemo. And then you could see the whole time, the whole way, you could feel it. I keep saying it, man. We continue to believe. As a team, we've been punched and knocked down, and we continue to find ways to get back up. We got punched yesterday. We got punched again today in the seventh inning, and we found a way. And for Pete to come through that way, it's a dream come true for him. And, you know, what a signature moment there. One swing, and here we are, moving on to the next series.
Front row on the right. Pete said he liked his bats against Milwaukee this weekend, and he liked his at-bats so far in the series. And he also told Eric Chavez right before that at-bat he was one swing away. What gave you guys the indication that he was one swing away?
He's Pete Alonso. He's a dangerous and a really good hitter. And even though when it was hard for him, I liked the at-bats. He was walking. He was still putting together some good at-bats, you know, getting behind 0-2 and then finding ways to keep fighting and 3-2, laying off some tough pitches. And then, you know, he was fighting the whole time. And I said it yesterday. You know, I guess somebody asked me, what do you think about Pete Alonso not hitting homers? Like, he's one swing away. We just need a couple of guys on, and hopefully, you know, he can carry the team deep into October. And here we are, man. Proud of him. It's a dream come true for him and for all of us.
Last, you know, month or so, or even really this season, he hasn't quite homered at the same pace that he typically does. Have you seen any change in his demeanor with that? Has that been hard for him in private moments? Just what? How have you seen him handle that?
He's handled it better than anybody, and he wants it as much as anybody. We got so many great people, and he's one of them. He wants to win. He wants it really bad for the New York Mets, and here we are. So proud of him, and yeah, now to the next.
Anything else? Go back to Russell. We'll go to the right.
Carlos, you guys had a stretch, I believe in May, lose 15 of 19. And it's a point of the season where it doesn't usually look good for a team. Was there something before you guys hit the month of June, became the best team in baseball the rest of the way, that you saw in this team, that you said to the team, that they said to themselves, where, you know, that switch kind of flipped?
We knew we had really good players. We knew we had really good people, and it was just a matter of time. It was really hard, like you said, in May, and it's a long year, and you just got to continue to believe. They got together, the famous team meeting, and not only that they got together, they back up those words by going out there and pushing each other, holding each other accountable, believing in themselves, and not afraid to just tell each other the truth. And win or lose, the same mentality, day after day. And it happened, man. We got contributions from a lot of different people. Credit to Davey Stearns and all of his group, player development, scouting, because this is not just who we are here, the players and the coaches. It's just organizational-wise. So we kept going. And we continue to find ways, and here we are, you know. The month of May was hard. This series was hard. Getting to this point was hard. And we just got to continue to embrace it, continue to have fun, continue to smile, and just enjoy it.
Same road to the right.
I apologize if this has already been asked, but how big of a job was it for Quintana to do what he did with the offense kind of scuffling there through the first 8 innings to keep you guys in the game?
Yeah, huge. And this is who Quintana is. He's a guy that's been in this game for a long time, and there's a reason why. There's poise, there's calm. He knows the situation, and he knew what we were facing, and that's an elite pitching staff right there. And for him to go out there and give us 6 innings, 94 pitches, you know, going back out for that 6 when they got the 3 right-handed hitters, you know, the matchup wasn't on his favor. But the way he was throwing the baseball, keeping guys off balance, getting ground balls, getting weak contact, swing and misses, for him to go out there, and then we lost the lead. Hell of a job by Diaz, and then Peterson getting the last 3 out. So
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.